At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. But that is, this, I love fantasy football. Our draft is coming up the beginning of February. And it's one of my favorite things to do. Fantasy football. Linda says it was great. It wasn't that great. All right. I will save the rage quit video coming up. Stevie says February. No, I meant, I don't know why I said that. Did I say that? I meant September. What a dumbass. All right. Sorry. My brain is kind of going in 5 directions because I wanted to play that video of Free Beer, but I can't seem to access it for some reason. Probably because my stream is already running. I sound like Ben doing the podcast, the Bomedy podcast. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break and come back. I appreciate you folks so much. Stick with me. As always, if you want to reach out to me, you can drop me a line via email. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. I appreciate that very much. If you ever have anything you want to say, by all means, reach out. I'll be back momentarily. Stand by. Okay, I think I'm back now. I've had the video of Freebeard rage quitting. This is the video from the audio that we played earlier. Thank you, Ben Glaze.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Mark, you work in an environmental testing lab, and for fun, you bird watch. Can you record a story for us in case we have trouble falling asleep? Like all ours are jokes, right?
Sorry, come again?
I said, like all ours are gems. I am alone here. everybody else looking down at their iPad? You don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm listening. I just...
don't care to help?
Well, I was letting you do it.
All right, let's start this game, shall we?
Oh, no. Oh, I am alone here. Oh, holy shit. You know he's getting annoyed because he starts like wiggling and moving in his chair. And if you look, you can see him kind of looking around the room like, someone going to help? Someone's going to fix this?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Mark, you work in an environmental testing lab, and for fun, you bird watch. Can you record a story for us in case we have trouble falling asleep? Like all ours are gems, right?
Sorry, come again?
I said, like all ours are gems. I am alone here.
look at that annoying. Oh, right there when he looked around. This right here. Oh. Look at, he's scanning the room. He's scanning the room. I'm frustrated. And then right here, he locks on Hot Wings. Oh, wow.
everybody else looking down at their iPad. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm listening. I just,
you're just not funny. You just suck.
Don't care to help.
Look at that. Look at that.
Well, I was letting you do it.
All right, let's start this game. Shall we?
The chicks aren't even reacting to this.
What?
Kelly is not reacting at all. Wow. it's that awkward, and they're not even like looking up. At least Steve and Howings are acknowledging how awkward this is, and the women are just, yeah, whatever. Oh my God. Just letting you do it. Tyler says you can see the forehead turning red with rage. Maureen says Hot Wings is wearing the shirt with the name tag on it that made a huge appearance, a huge part of the content. And who are these free beers from yesterday's show? My God. Tophus says that forehead is going to sprout an angry little mouth. Tophus says this is the best way to watch the Freeburn Hot Wings show now. Bob says, is this the same day that Greggy mysteriously disappeared for the last segment? I don't know. Amanda says, you know, you're supposed to put the name tag on the right side because you shake with the right hand and you lean forward. People will see your name. Okay, now you're doing it. Now you're doing it. Now you're actually getting involved in name tag talk. No one gives a shit. Are you suggesting, dumbass, that if I don't have it on my right side, they won't actually see it? No, stop. Now you're getting me into it. My God. Yeah, we don't do name tag talk, God damn it. It's ridiculous. Becca Shea says, I'm having deja vu with this conversation. Alan says, that was like a Maureen fun fact, Amanda. All right, she's too far gone. Now she's talking about even if you're left-handed, you're supposed to shake with your right. Just, okay. Okay, you know stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Amanda knows things. All right. So there is a this chick in the UK just, she was 23, was diagnosed with some type of leukemia, 80% chance of survival. And they go up to the 23-year-old and they go, okay, let's start this regimen of chemotherapy. And she says, no, I won't be doing that. And she said, when they said, well, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm not going to get, in fact, I don't even know if I have cancer because my mom said that I probably don't even have it. And my mom has a plan set for me to get treatment. And it involves sticking coffee enemas, shooting coffee enemas up my ass 5 times a day. So, and this is a lady, this is one of these ladies, one of these people who is a holdover from COVID. You remember how you had all those wackos in COVID who were like, yeah, they start all these conspiracy theories and shit like that. This chick was like that. Like, here she is at a rally. And if you have a guy who's supporting you who looks like this with no shirt on and all these other meatheads, odds are you're surrounded by crazy people and you're a crazy person yourself. That is Kate Shimarani had raised concerns to doctors about the cancer treatments that they recommended her daughter undergo. So she said, no. And the 23-year-old was like, oh, okay. Yeah, mom's right. And she croaked. Coffee enemas, 5 coffee enemas a day didn't do anything to try to get rid of her, to actually get rid of her cancer. Her brother, said all this during an inquest into her death, which like an investigation, which came 7 months after she graduated from Cambridge. She had an 80% chance of surviving non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with chemotherapy. Instead, she had the crazy mom work her voodoo on her. She actually died of a heart attack caused by an untreated tumor. The cancer was so bad because she didn't do anything to treat it that it caused her heart to explode. In a written statement before her death, she denied having cancer at all, calling the diagnosis an absurd fantasy with no proof. She also expressed fears that chemotherapy might leave her infertile. I do not want to undergo such a harsh treatment that could even kill me when there's a possibility this is not cancer. Her parents, Kate and Farah Mars Shimarani, told the BBC they believe that the daughter died as a result of medical interventions given without confirmed diagnosis or lawful consent. The brothers of the deceased are not crazy. They blame mom for fostering her distrust in modern medicine. It's that whole misinformation thing, you know, like when morons like Joe Rogan and Nick the Electrician, they spout their bullshit about COVID, and then that falls into other, like Nick, he doesn't even believe that COVID existed. He's that stupid. And he doesn't even believe that, like, masks work. Nick's the guy who was shooting ivermectin into his dick tip and shit like that. The brother and sister said, my sister passed away as a direct consequence of my mom's actions and beliefs, and I don't want anyone else to go through the same pain or loss that I have. And he's right. I mean, she should just be killed. We don't need people like that. I take it back. If she's going to, it's sad that she was able to influence her young daughter. I mean, here she is. She's so happy as can be. She just graduated Cambridge, you know, and now she's dead. It's sad that she was affected, but I don't want them to stop her because I want her to influence all those other assholes. That I should, like these guys. These guys, if they died, no big deal. So anyway, the brothers are really, really frustrated about this because she like killed her daughter. Growing up in our small Sussex town, the soundtrack of the household was Alex Jones. Well, there you go. That's all you need. With claims that the Sandy Hook school shootings were staged and that 9/11 was an inside job. By the way, what's the guy's name who sings a song about rich men north of Richmond? It's like Strumming and his dog's there and rich men know the rich men total control. I liked the song. I still do. He was on Rogan. I forget his name. Oliver Anthony. And he said, hey, he was being interviewed. And he said, so I really want, can you introduce me to Alex Jones? I love Alex Jones. So, and that was a bummer because I like the guy's music, but I can't support somebody who likes Alex Jones. Like if any of you are dumb enough to follow Alex Jones, then you're not allowed to pay attention to my show. If I find out, if any of you reveal to me that you love Alex Jones, I'm going to kick your cock in. There are no women that like Alex Jones. So I'm directing this directly at dudes. You are not allowed to listen to me if you like Alex Jones. Mom's distrust of conventional medicine intensified after she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2012. Though she did undergo surgery to remove the tumor, she has publicly credited her recovery to Gerson therapy, which makes they claim that you can detoxify your body by being a vegan, and then a juicer, you put like a lemon and an apple and a banana and it makes juice. You drink that juice and then you take a couple vitamins and then you blast coffee up your asshole. The FDA has not approved Gerson therapy for treating cancer or any other condition. Major cancer organizations warn against its use, citing a lack of scientific evidence and the risk of serious side effects. Yeah, I don't mind that. If people want to do that, if they're stupid enough to do that, they're diluting the gene pool. Let them go. In fact, the FDA should actually approve it. Katie Shimarani, a prominent figure in alternative health circles, is a former nurse who lost her license after the UK's Nursing and Midwifery Council found she used her professional status to spread distorted propaganda during COVID. That's like Kevin Kuypers. Our amazing Kevin Kuypers, friend of the show, love him dearly. He today is he's going to an anti-Fauci rally. I think he just made some crack in the chat here. He said COVID was man-made. Now, I don't know if COVID was man-made. I don't think anybody really knows if COVID was man-made. Kevin Kuypers says it was. Now, if you ask Kevin Kuypers where he got that from, he's going to tell you Alex Jones or Joe Rogan. That's what he's going to do. Amanda says, the next time somebody tells me that masks don't work, I'm going to ask them if they want a doctor to perform a surgery without one. Tophus says, mom has to be brought up on murder charges. Tophus says that Nick the electrician, shot bleach into his asshole. Rebecca says, fuck Alex Jones. I want him to get hit by bricks. I don't know how that guy has any money. I think he has to give it all away to like all the Sandy Hook families, right? I think he's just doing a show on his phone now. Like they didn't take his phone and he just looks at the phone and does his show. Tophus says Kevin promotes dogfights. He says, Kuypers says he paid $50 for the ticket. And I don't know what you're talking about. For what? What is $50 for the ticket? Maureen says, I don't care what Kevin Kuypers says. He'll always be a cutie patootie. Absolutely. Nick the electrician says it was actually... Dirty Dick Nick says it was a few bumps of Ajax powder. Get it right. Anyway, back to mom. Following the rally, her son Sebastian called mom to be prosecuted under existing laws for her comments. It should be like if you spread misinformation like that, and you like your intention is to fuck with people like that, you actually should be shot. It's only a matter of time before somebody acts on the bad advice that she's giving the country, adding that he is worried that his mother is beyond help. In written statements before her death, daughter Paloma described mom as an extremely forceful advocate for natural health who was often misquoted. So your mom has killed you. And you're about to die, and you're still supporting your mom. Let's see. The ongoing inquest into Paloma's death is focused on whether the care she received was appropriate. Before she died, she expressed confidence in Gerson therapy, saying she was delighted with the alternative medicine and sure she would make a full recovery if allowed to continue. So they're blasting coffee up her asshole, and she's fully convinced that she's going to be fine. The investigation also comes a few months after the premiere of the Netflix series Apple Cider Vinegar, which was based on real-life Australian health blogger Belle Gibson. Gibson amassed a huge online following based on claims that she had terminal brain cancer and cured it with her wellness-driven lifestyle and diet. She monetized that through her app, Whole Pantry, which offered lifestyle advice and recipes. But she later admitted that none of it is true. Not the cancer, not the cure. So she never had cancer. She just basically made it up out of thin air. That is fucking brilliant. Why did you come clean? She must have felt bad or something like that. All right. Murder lover Linda says that bitch should be shot. Fauci paid, or Kuipers paid $50 at the anti-Fauci rally. I gotcha. You know, you're still beloved. No matter what you say or do, you will always be beloved. Despite your stupidity, you are an asset to this show. Here in Grand Rapids, locals decided, okay, we got this river. It's called the Grand River. It's gigantic, and they want to restore the rapids. They want to put giant rocks into it so that they can have, like, you know, kayakers and shit going down the rapids. It'd be a great adventurous time right through downtown. Well, I think they've gotten a start on it because a couple of assholes started throwing porta-johns into the Grand River.
Well, they are trained for anything, and really that means anything, even an unexpected and unusual surprise.
News 8's Adriana Doria spoke with the Grand Rapids Fire Department today about their bright orange discovery in the Grand River.
It's certainly not something you see every day.
It was definitely an interesting one.
Not one, but two porta-potties floating in the Grand River in downtown Grand Rapids.
These are the first two porta-potties I've pulled out of a river.
But
okay, so now what happens is these drunk assholes, drunk young people, they get downtown and they become assholes. And they get a hold of this, something like this, and they throw everything in there. They throw bikes, those scooters, they throw those in there, all those ones that you rent, you know. And they throw them in the river, and then they throw babies in the river. They throw homeless people in the river. They throw themselves into the river. They throw shitters into the river.
Duty calls.
It was definitely number two on my checklist for my career.
Okay, so we're full of puns here. Duty calls.
Duty calls.
It was definitely number two on my checklist for my career.
How they got there, well, that's speculation right now, but Grand Rapids firefighters were tasked with getting them out after a construction company
had tried
to do it
themselves. I wish that instead of puns, they actually just say shit.
If somebody were to go out and try to do that on their own, it becomes an emergency, and then we're kind of in a defensive spot rather than an offensive spot.
It was an all-hands-on-deck operation that Tim Keeling, who's been with the department for 8 years, stepped up to the task. Literally.
They asked me to climb on top of it. One of the newer guys was a little afraid to do it, so I decided to do it.
He's working his way up the ladder.
I guess I did take one for the team. I was kind of nervous that when I drilled into the side of it, a bunch of blue was going to spill out everywhere. So I was prepared for that. But fortunately, I think it all washed away.
While none of these firefighters have experienced anything like this, they say, all jokes aside, they were able to treat this as a training opportunity and say it's always good to get extra practice, and this time with lower stakes involved.
There's not a life risk involved in it, so we kind of slow everything down. We'll put our operations in the water. We'll kind of use it as a training opportunity just to get time with hands-on running the boats, get our hands on kind of some rigging, And then figuring out how we actually tackle an obstacle like that in the water.
The porta potties are now saved and no injuries were reported. And the firefighters got in some extra practice. So you can say it was a royal flush.
It was not how I thought the day was going to go, but he said, turned into a crappy situation into a good one.
In Grand Rapids, Adriana Doria.
Wish I never played this story. This is stupid. Can you imagine if the fire, something bad actually happened? Linda says the Red Cedar River in East Lansing has 1 million scooters in it. Tophis says, God damn it, I hate news puns. Yeah, the puns are bad. Did Kevin punch dogs? Is he the paintball guy? No. Kevin is not the paintball guy. I reached out to Rick about a paintball event, and I think he's getting annoyed with me. So I wanted to schedule a paintball event. And he said, all right, this date or this date? And I said, they both work. Can I get confirmation? I get nothing. I reach back. Okay, I'm standing by. And Ding Dong is like, you're like a dog, a lab dog, just waiting. I'm like, well, I want to promote it. I actually want it to be a good event. What is wrong with that? I don't understand why that's bad. Jesus.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. We have another creeper in West Michigan. This is a guy who was hired to work at the zoo. And his name is Steve Pook or Pook. If it's P-O-O-K, it's like took with a P. So I'm guessing it's Pook. This dude was hired to work at the zoo. He's 69 years old, and now he's got 6 months in jail because he was taking his phone and taking upskirts. My God. He's got 3 years probation. He pled guilty to using a computer to commit a crime and 2 counts of capturing or distributing an image of an unclothed person. After 2 women complained to the zoo after noticing him getting too close. God, the fact that these people think that they have the ability to get an upskirt like that. That sounds hard to do because you got to get close. You got to get under like that. I don't, there's got to be a better way. I mean, you're going to get caught. In court, Pook had this to say about his actions. Only the depth of my sorrow over what I did is beyond what I can describe. I do have a good support system in both my wife and my counsel. I do plan to try and rebuild my credibility with the community and the lifelong volunteering that I've done. Pook said. In June of last year, Pook was working at the zoo as a part-time employee when a group told detectives they noticed him putting his phone in his dustpan and positioning it under women's skirts. God damn, that's not even trying. Officers responded to the zoo, interviewed Pook, and seized his phone. They found 8 videos of women who were recorded without their knowledge. One of the videos was of a young girl. This sort of activity really destroys lives, and the women, in one case, a minor, who were the victims of your activity here, are going to deal with this for the rest of their lives. Yeah, then they, like, don't trust anybody. He was fired from the zoo and criminally charged. In addition to jail time and probation, he's now a sex offender. God, what an asshole. What the fuck is wrong with people? Jesus. I don't understand. Romance scams are on the rise. We've talked about this. I remember recently we had the lady who someone reached out to her and said, "Hey, this is Mark Harmon. And I want to be your soulmate. Can you send me all of your life savings?" And she said, absolutely. She was here in Michigan. These things are on the rise, and now an organization is trying to make it so that they can help these people. God, it's so embarrassing. Jesus, this is absolutely terrible. So this is the latest. We've talked about a lot of these romance scams.
This consumer alert. Losses from romance scams have reached a staggering $1.14 billion. That's according to Federal Trade Commission data for 2023. And these scams take a toll not only on your wallet, but also your heart. I sat down with a victim turned advocate about a Michigan-based support group that helped her.
I will say this. Every woman that is a victim is ugly. There has never been any woman who is attractive who has fallen victim to a romance scheme. It's always a total bow wow. So they look for you. If you're ugly, there you have a high risk of being of someone approaching you. So it's a good idea to keep yourself looking attractive in any way, shape, or form. You see this picture. She looks like fucking Sid Vicious. And so that's not going to work.
Like, we were talking at one point marriage, you know, like he was going to move here.
Beth Hyland of Portage, Michigan, met a guy on Tinder who claimed he was a freelance project manager for a construction company from Indiana, a job that had him traveling from California to Qatar. Their romance blossomed mainly over texts and phone calls.
I'm going to make it up to you. Just trust me on this. Nothing was going to be negative. It was going to be a delay from, you know, delaying me from being with you.
Did you ever have a chance to meet this individual in person?
That never happened.
But they were planning a life together. And when he needed money to hire a lawyer and translator in Qatar to facilitate a $10 million payout for a job he claimed he'd completed during COVID, she helped him with the $26,000 loan. When he needed $50,000 more about a month later, her financial advisor told her it was a scam.
Now thinking back, I'm like, that it sounds so like, wow, that just doesn't make sense. But like at the time, it made all the sense in the world.
She even wrote a book about it entitled Diary of a Romance Scam, Jesus. When Swiping Right Goes Wrong. She also joined a romance scam recovery group through the Michigan-based nonprofit FightCyberCrime.org.
I wouldn't do that. I would not. If I was a victim of this, I would rather be a victim of anything else. I would rather be trafficked and be put on Epstein Island and be pounded mercilessly by Bill Clinton than to be a victim of a romance scam. I think this is the worst. because then you have to look people in the eye and they have to say to you, how stupid are you?
The effects of this trauma are truly devastating for people. So ensuring that they're getting support and resources is important.
Dr. Jennifer Lawrence, a licensed clinical social worker, is the program lead for the peer support group that served more than 600 people over the last 5 years.
What about being the victim of a romance scam is different from, say, other typical scams?
People have truly bared their souls, their emotions. They've shared such intimate details about themselves, and they truly thought that they had this very intimate relationship with this person. So, you know, not only the financial loss that comes with it, maybe, you know, their stolen identity, you know, financial issues, but also really just that true sense of grief and loss that comes with losing a relationship.
Beth found out the scammer created his Tinder profile using social media pictures he'd stolen from a real man in Germany. Getting over the heartbreak took time.
How helpful was this recovery support group?
It was just great to have so many other victims to relate to. My heart was still all in, and I wasn't thinking about the cybersecurity part, so they were really able to help guide me to ways of, you know, protecting myself, keeping myself safe.
Ugh. Stop. What just happened? Audio, this is terrible. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Have any of you ever been in a romance scam? There's no way, right? Boy, you'd be so pissed off. I'm over here being an idiot talking about what should be done to you because you've had a romance scam. Starman says, when you come to realize love is an urban legend, none of these scams will work on you. Tyler says, we need to institutionalize these people with the schizos like the Traverse City Stabber. David says, how is she smart enough to have a financial advisor and dumb enough to give it away? Tophus says, the fear of being alone will make you do crazy shit. I cannot relate. I got to bring Pooh Bear in here.
Hello?
Hey, so I got a text from you.
Yeah.
You wrote 3 miles in just under an hour. Now, yeah. You know how, like, a lot of times you'll tell me something that you're doing and then I forget?
Yep.
That's a very regular thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, it is.
You had told me earlier you were going for a walk.
Yes.
And then when you wrote 3 miles in under an hour, I thought you were in a traffic jam.
Yeah, you freaking idiot. Because you go, ugh. And I'm like, well, what? Why is that ugh?
Yeah, I wrote ugh. Like, I thought you were, like, in bad traffic or something. Like, that's God, I didn't even know where you, I was like, where's she going? What is she fucking talking about?
Like, where did you think I was going to go, in a car?
I don't know. I got no idea. I was like, oh, so I wrote ugh, and then you wrote what? Ugh what? I thought I was doing good. And I went, oh, yeah. Shit, you went for a walk. You're back home now.
Yes. Then I got to take a shower, and then I'm going to go to Costco. Kevin needs some things.
All right. So some comments. There's a comment here. It says, she did way more than that when she hit Hot Wings' truck.
Okay. It's these same assholes again. Gotta go.
There any plans? Hey, is there any plans for this weekend?
I don't have any, do you? Well, I think I might go to the zoo with the grandkids on Saturday.
That's a fun time.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
You know, Brayson has to go back to school already on Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Chris is suggesting you take Kevy with you to Costco.
No. I'd be there for 5 hours.
Do you remember witnessing when he gave the finger to the Chinese food?
Yes. I had to think about that for a second. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
No, I'm sorry. You were going to say.
And then that one time where I think I had, I used to have a picture of it where this guy was trying to get in there and Kevy was blocking the whole.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. We don't bring him anymore.
No.
He's not allowed.
Okay.
Okay.
They love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Where I live, there is an air quality alert. So I guess wasn't this brought about by fires? Isn't that like last year, maybe the year before even? We started to have like shit burning somewhere. And then the smoke comes down here. Starman says the haze last night was incredible. Nick, in the patent office says Canada wildfires. Why don't they put them out? I mean, typically if there's a wildfire, you can extinguish it. I know like out west in California, if there's a fire, eventually they're able to extinguish the fire. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Molly says that smoke was terrible yesterday. I think I got sick from it. I had the worst headache. Amy says I was coughing while running, so hazy. I felt great while running. I don't, where I am at, I haven't seen this, but everybody's been complaining about it. I haven't detected any haze, nor have I started coughing. And I had a great run yesterday. I did 2 full miles and didn't even have to stop. And I made it through all the greatest hits from Purple Rain. You can get lost in Prince's library. I love Prince so much. Starman says, I had a strange urge to make s'mores yesterday. And Chris in Buffalo says, it's Canada's version of going to war with us. So the suggestion being that they don't care that it's burning because it's the U.S. We've been fucking everybody up for the longest time anyway, so it doesn't matter. All right. Molly says, I even wore a mask yesterday at work for 5 hours. Oh, God. Okay. Romance scams, upskirt, Port-a-Johns in the river, stupid mom kills her daughter, mom of stabbing suspect says the system ruined the kid. Jackie Green. And, okay. There is another unexplained thing floating around that is going to buzz the U.S. They're calling it a newly discovered interstellar object, 3I/Atlas. Or maybe it's 31. I think it's 3I/Atlas. There was something years ago that they named Oumuamua. O-U-M-U-A-M-U-A. Oumuamua? Oumuamua? That it looked like a cigar as it was floating around and it was going to buzz the planet. And then they said, this might be not a asteroid. We think that this thing that looks exactly like an asteroid, though it looks like an asteroid, it might not be an asteroid. We think that it might be a spaceship. And, okay, if you have the ability to travel interstellar space, why would you fly around in something that looks like an asteroid? You'd fly in something that looks like a spaceship, right? Well, now they're doing the same thing. This new interstellar object could be a piece of possibly hostile extraterrestrial technology in disguise, according to controversial research from a small group of scientists, including a renowned alien hunting astronomer. Their paper, which has not been peer reviewed, which I think means people that aren't crazy haven't read it, echoes similar claims previously made about Oumuamua, the first ever cosmic interloper that was discovered in 2017. But experts have told Live Science that the new claims are nonsense and insulting, and insist that the available evidence points toward the object being completely natural. It was discovered on July 1, barreling toward the sun at more than 130,000 miles per hour, confirmed to be an interstellar object less than 24 hours later. And initial observations strongly suggest it is a large comet surrounded by a cloud of ice and dust called a coma, stretching up to 15 miles across. A computer model simulating where it originated from hinted that it could be up to 3 billion years old, older than our solar system, potentially making it the oldest comet ever seen. There's a reason why they think it could be a spaceship. In a new paper uploaded July 16th to the preprint server RXIV, a trio of researchers have questioned whether the comet is actually some form of covert alien tech sent here by an advanced, potentially aggressive extraterrestrial civilization. The researchers describe the new paper as a pedagogical exercise or thought experiment and offer no clear evidence of alien involvement. Instead, they point at the comet's anomalous characteristics and provide alternative theories to explain them. So basically, they're making shit up. But I sure want it to be real. They talk about the trajectory of 3I/Atlas. The object is moving significantly faster than the only other known interstellar objects. It has entered the solar system at a different angle from its predecessors, approaching the sun side on relative... See, so this is all like boring shit. Okay, I can't get behind this in any way unless I've got this to be about 99% shorter with an actual something that's interesting that makes me think, all right, maybe. But it doesn't. It just kind of goes on and on and on. And then you know what's going to happen? Whoever put this out, nothing's going to happen. There'll be nothing to reveal that there is an issue in any way that this is an alien. And then they won't mention it ever again. I think that if you ever make a claim like this, if you make a claim like this publicly, which is kind of like that misinformation thing, like crazy mom who caused the kid to die. If you actually say in public something like this, I think there should be repercussions because it's not true. Like, you better damn well be right. I think we really need to dial back that freedom of speech. You know how, like, the Constitution, it says that you can say whatever the hell you want? I don't think that you should. You know how, with the exception of, like, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, I think that this is the online version of that. If you start saying that there's a goddamn alien here, that's like saying fire in a crowded theater. You shouldn't be allowed to say that when you have no fucking idea what the fuck you're talking about. And if it's proven wrong, which it will be, you go to jail. Boy, Tofus was saying the same thing that I was. His comment, there's limits to it. This is exactly like yelling fire in a crowded theater. Starman says, if you want some space fun, check out what the Vera Rubin telescope is doing. Starman said that the reason behind the assumption that it could be an alien was that it was speeding up through the solar system, not typical for asteroids. Tophis says you could be causing a panic if you do this. That's not protected speech. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with this. All right, I'll need nominations for the Asshole of the Day today because we have touched on a number of stories. Now, in my heart of hearts, I always want to make it Freebeer because of his rage quit. But if you have someone else, by all means. Like, I've got a nomination for Canada Wildfires. Oh, Coffee Enema Mom is a great suggestion. If you have a suggestion on the chat, please put it in there. There's racing at Berlin this weekend. You have until 11:59 Friday, which is today that I'm doing the show, to get your tickets for $15. Otherwise, they go up to $20. The parking is free, as always. 15 and under free. You can bring in a cooler with all your snacks, all your soft drinks, no booze, and no glass. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. King's Room Barbershop, three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Three great places to get your hair cut. If you go to kingsroom.net, they have on there all the exact location information, the hours of operation, the schedules of where your stylist is working and when. All at kingsroom.net. A haircut's going to set you back $21. If you're in West Michigan and you have a down tree or maybe you want to get rid of a tree, call Kuiper Tree Care. Tree removal, stump grinding, tree pruning. They do it all. You can reach out at 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. If you do not have health care, I've got just the thing for you. You can get health care through healthcare.gov or Obamacare. The expert on this, Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Maybe you're in between jobs. Perhaps your employer does not offer insurance. Maybe the insurance sucks and it's too expensive. Maybe you own your own business. You still need health care. Check out Frank online at buyinsurancehere.com. No matter where you are in the U.S., buyinsurancehere.com. And Frank will help you get started. Frank's services are free. And I want you to reach out to him if you fit this description. Your asshole of the day today. Congrats to Coffee Enema Mom. You killed your daughter, you asshole. That is my time on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. As always, you've been a fantastic audience. I appreciate all your help and support, especially this week with the nonsense with the Google reviews. If you could, if you see a sponsor, stumble upon them, give them a positive review. Follow them on Facebook. These are all things you can do that's free that can help them, which in turn helps me. And please indicate on your review that you are from the Easy audience. In fact, your homework assignment for the day is Oakland Auto Detail. Google Oakland Auto Detail and leave these nice people a positive review. It really, really helps them, which in turn helps me. Thank you. Okay, folks, have a great one. Go Tigers, and I'll be back on Monday.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.